Federal government has reversed its decision to cut $25 million from community legal centres. The backdown's been widely welcomed, but there are also many calls for the government to go further and increase the amount it gives the legal centres, political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
After intense pressure from community legal services around the country, the Attorney General George Brandis announced today he's reversing a cut that he announced soon after the government was elected in 2013 in its first mid-year economic update, or MIEFO.
On due consideration, the government has decided that the economies announced in the 2013 MIEFO affecting this sector in particular are economies that should be rethought and will now, as I say, not proceed. With the passage of time and a greater appreciation of where the needs lie and where the priorities lie, then we are taking what you might call a more nuanced approach.
The $25 million in cuts would have kicked in from July, but Senator Brandis acknowledges he's been under pressure from the state and territory attorneys general to reverse it.
And I want to single out two for particular mention: the Attorney General of New South Wales, Mr. Brad Hazzard, and the Attorney General of the Northern Territory, Mr. John Elphink, who were both instrumental in the decisions that have been announced today.
He says he's made the announcement now rather than waiting for the budget because the impact is already being felt.
And in the expectation that the MIEFO cuts were going to take effect from the 1st of July, some of the community legal centres in particular had begun to rearrange their affairs to where they were facing the prospect of laying off staff, councillors, and so on. So we are making the announcement in March, in sufficient time for them to know when they are making their arrangements beyond the 1st of July what the lie of the land is. These decisions have been revisited because of the particular need, the particular social need that the community legal centres address, particularly in relation to domestic violence, and that the Indigenous legal centres address in relation to Indigenous people. I'm proud that we have made this decision. Mm-hmm. We are a government that is determined to exercise fiscal discipline, but we are also determined to look after the most vulnerable people in our community, and those are not inconsistent objectives.
Labor's Mark Dreyfus says the cut shouldn't have been made in the first place.
This is welcome, but the restoration of these cuts doesn't go far enough. There's a lot of damage already been done to community legal centres, to legal aid, to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services. Experienced staff have left, clients have been denied service, and it's been almost impossible to hire new staff. This kind of chaotic approach to not just this area of administration, but many other areas has to stop. The government needs to start thinking about the effect that these kinds of announcements have on people who work in the welfare sector, people who work in the legal assistance sector.
The Greens spokeswoman Penny Wright says it's welcome, but she attacks the initial decision to make the cut.
Today's policy reversal is extremely welcome and overdue, but what a chaotic and damaging way to do business. You announce cuts, you create huge anxiety in the sector, you see people losing their jobs, you see clients turned away, and then you backflip at the last moment.
The government's now under pressure to do more than restore the money. It's being urged to act on a Productivity Commission recommendation and boost funding for legal services. Senator Wright says there's a huge unmet need.
The Commission recommended that $200 million more is needed just to address urgent need. The government has to take this seriously. This is an access to justice issue.
While he has backed down on the funding, Senator Brandis is standing firm, saying he won't reconsider his decision that legal centres should not be funded for advocacy.
And that approach, clients before causes, has always informed my views of the appropriate allocation of priorities within the legal assistance system. That wasn't a budget-driven decision. It was basically a moral decision where there is a limited resources and needy people, you put the needy people first.
Leanna Buchanan is Executive Officer of the Federation of Community Legal Centres. She also welcomes today's move but says more money is needed, and she says advocacy is essential.
Really simply, if there is a policy or a piece of legislation that is causing unfairness, that means that individual clients have to keep coming to community legal centres and maybe legal aid and getting help with their individual matter. If a community legal centre can identify that issue, work with the government to try and improve the law and have it changed, then that means all of those individuals won't need to knock on the door of the centre for help in the future. So that's the efficiency.
Louise Yaxley prepared that report.